Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Recycling, composting, community cleanups, reducing our impact on the environment. They're all a part of the focus of Earth Day, April 22nd. From the ag perspective, says Farm Bureau President Mark Haney, farmers since farming began have had a vested interest in protecting the land.
Farmers have the land that actually is the resource for their operation as the way that we not only feed our families, but we feed our nation. And certainly it's every day that we're looking at ways to conserve that resource and take care of it the best way we could and be the best steward that we can of the land.
Improvements are always needed, but there have been major steps like the soil-conserving no-till farming developed in Kentucky, now a standard crop procedure. Haney says today's GPS-guided precision farming practices reduce impact on the land, and that we need to continue development of more of that type technology.
If we're going to be able to do the things in the next 50 years to be able to feed this planet with much, much higher population and do it with less water, less inputs on less designated farms, then we have to do that with technologies. And this Earth Day gives us an opportunity to really talk about those messages.
We'll be right back.
Every year, Kentuckians dump enough stuff on the ground to fill a football stadium 12 stories high. When it rains, all that trash washes down storm drains and directly into our streams, rivers, and lakes. It's time we all did our part to stop polluting Kentucky's waterways. To find out how you can help, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
Around Earth Day and throughout the year, citizens have unlimited opportunities for community service projects. Farm Bureau CEO David Beck says employees there, this Friday as a matter of fact, have signed up for an environmental-type exercise.
This year, the committee of Federation employees have put together a plan to visit the Jefferson Memorial Forest and provide some labor to help do some renovations and help with that facility. And it's kind of neat because later on this year, our employees will be going back there for employee retreats, so they'll help make improvements to the property and facilities, and then we go back later on and get the benefit from the use of that area.
He says many groups and individuals have volunteered in tornado damage recovery in affected communities, and there's still plenty of that to do, from helping with community beautification projects to rethinking how we individually can minimize our impact on the environment. Earth Day is a time for reflection and action. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.